Hi, everybody. This is Jill. I'm back here with another podcast with a different host this time, though.
Natalie here. Yes. Natalie Van Luling. Jill invited me on the show today.
Very excited.
Very exciting. We are thinking of starting a new series, perhaps. We have a lot to talk about.
Lots to talk about.
Yes. We have been talking about doing a podcast for years.
For the beginning of our friendship when we would tell each other jokes and think we're so funny in ourselves, so we need a podcast.
Yeah, so basically today we're just going to kind of be going over how we met, like how our friendship has like evolved, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, just the whole works.
The whole, just everything. So where should we begin?
When did we first meet?
I would say around like, we met like when we were like in kindergarten.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah, like obviously.
It's a small town. Yeah. You know everyone.
Yeah. But I would say that we became friends around like seventh grade.
Well, we've always played sports together.
Yes.
Don't forget. Like,
that's true.
Like, we've always played like soccer and basketball, we played together.
That's so true, actually.
For our whole entire youth childhood.
Yes.
But when we really got close.
Yeah. It's like, it's a whole different like realm being like sport friends, and then like school friends.
And actual friends.
And actual friends.
Like you hang out out of school, yes, out of like, sports friends.
Right. So we've been sport friends since like
6 years old.
Yeah.
Like
since we started playing sports.
Right.
So.
And then we got close in fourth grade because we were school friends then.
We were school friends.
We had the same teacher.
Yes, we did. Mr. Boudreau, mm-hmm. Shout out.
You would race to the board.
Did.
Volunteer to share.
That's so true.
And Jill was the fastest one.
I was the first one there.
That was where her track career started, actually running to the share board.
Well, because at snack time, it was like the whole thing to like, you get up there and three people can like share whatever they wanted to, like
yeah,
what snack they had or like a little story. And I was the first one there every time.
Yep.
Because and I love talking about myself.
Right. So if you ran up to the share board, yep, after snack time was over, yep, you got to share the next day.
Yes.
And Joe was there almost every single day.
Like everyone in the class had like their specific like state they would sit on, like yeah, on this like country rug.
And it's like, oh, it's just her youngest child syndrome, I think.
Oh my God.
Just the urge to share, I think.
The urge to share and talk about myself. Like I would tell the class things that like I was not even supposed to know.
Yeah.
Like,
do you remember when I brought in that little jewelry box my grandfather was like, like, what can I give you? He has these like all like old like artifacts, and mm-hmm, he gives me this like tiny Hershey Park like jewelry box, and I was so excited about it. I shared it the next day, and like no one was impressed.
I was impressed.
Okay.
Well,
that's where our friendship started.
Yeah.
The jewelry box.
I think the one thing I brought in was like a fan that my uncle had got me from, like, Japan.
Yeah.
Like, a handheld fan.
I remember that.
I was so, like, whatever.
I didn't even know what Japan was.
Yeah.
I thought Japan was, like, this, like,
just, like, a foreign,
like
entity.
Like, mystical place. Like, nothing else mattered except Mr. Boudreau's class.
Yeah.
In, like, that was a recess.
Great class. That was such a great class.
That was a great class.
Yeah. Then the next class we were in, what was it?
Dr. G's class.
Dr. G was
sixth grade.
That was the start of,
and
like, it was like a different kind of bond.
Yeah.
There was
different aspects of the class. We were in this, yeah, group project one time with another student, and Joe was not fond.
Not the biggest fan of him.
Of said student.
I was just, I don't know. It was every single thing he did really just like irked.
Really aggravated Joe.
And the project was, we were reading Chase and Lincoln's Killer.
Yep.
So, like, John Wilkes Booth, all that.
Yep.
And, like, it was just us, like, the group of three. What did we have to do? We had to create, like, a folder.
Oh, it was just, like, this huge packet. Like, this huge packet.
And everything he did, just, like.
Oh, every single thing.
And I was, like, switched into their group.
I think he, like, was interested. Like, he was, like, so happy he was in a group with two other girls. And so everything he did was just mildly sixth grader obnoxious.
Yes. Yes. In that class, like, in and of itself was,
yeah,
probably the worst behaved group of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every single time we had a sub, it would be, like, we would be pulled into the cafeteria the next day with for, like, a stern talking to because we were so badly
with
behaved.
Dr. G and Mr. McCurtain, the principal.
It was so bad.
No one wanted to substitute our class.
No, we were horrible.
1117, right? Room 1117.
Oh, yeah.
No one, like, if that room was, like, up for grabs, like... we were not the class people wanted to teach. And I remember we were the seventh class, too. There were seven classes.
Yes. And we didn't switch with anyone.
Yeah. So the six classes, not including us, would switch for science and math.
Yep.
And we had to stay with Dr. G because we were the seventh person out.
Yeah. And our class didn't have air conditioning.
No.
We were really, like, we got the short end of the stick.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Completely. But we bonded over... Jill getting aggravated with our other group member. And I thought I wanted to be friends with Jill. So I was like, oh yeah, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't like them either. And then like, she was like, yeah, no, I know. And then that became a thing.
Yeah. That was just like, the common factor.
We weren't exactly wicked close then. We both had like very other close friends.
Oh yeah.
Like best friends at sixth grade, like that just weren't each other, but like we still had the mutual understanding.
Yeah, because it wasn't like, I feel like it wasn't common to have like not super close friends at that age. Like you had a best friend or you didn't nothing. Have any friends.
Like you had like three best friends that you would hang out like in a four group or you just
it was
had
like
a best
organized
friend.
With your parents so like, oh that was a whole thing
so your parents are friends you're friends that's just how it works
because they just have to like know who that person is and so you have to be like super close with like the whole family
that's how my friend group was thing. It was just parents like getting together
and I feel like our parents like they obviously knew each other but they weren't really ever like
because our siblings are in the same grade
so
our siblings were always connected and then we were connected it was just like whatever and then seventh grade was Spanish
we had Spanish with Senora Flaherty
seventh was Senora Hamilton
no. Oh. Seventh was Flaherty.
Oh.
Because I remember we got, like, the really hard teacher. And then eighth grade was Hamilton.
Oh, yep. And we had, like, it was a breeze, eighth grade. Well, seventh grade, we didn't have a lot of other friends besides each other. So we sat together.
Yes.
And that is when it, like, went crazy. Because I remember in eighth grade, I think, like, one of my other closer friends was in that class. So I didn't talk to Jill that much. So I think we really got close in seventh grade.
Yeah. Because I think my eighth grade class, I know that there were a lot of people in that Spanish class.
Yes.
But in seventh grade, there was like 31 people in that class.
Oh, a lot of people.
It was a packed class, but nobody we were friends with.
But again, like, seventh grade was such a weird time for me.
Yeah.
Limited number of friends.
It was a transition period for sure. Which is so scary.
I'm glad I get to say this now as a senior. Like, seventh grade is so far away that it's, like, less intimidating to admit
daunting.
That, like, seventh grade was not a good time for me.
And I feel like eighth grade would have been so much, I don't know. I want to say it would have been so much worse if we had the full year.
Yes.
Like, that would have been the whole experience. But it was also worse in the way that, like, we were isolated from everyone we knew.
Right.
And, like, it was such, like, I feel like now when it comes to, like, being alone for extended periods of time, like, people have their things that they did in quarantine.
Right.
So it's, like, almost routine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Back then, like, what were we supposed to do?
What was our routine?
Like, I didn't have any, like, extended periods of time where I didn't have school besides, like, the summer.
Right, of course. In the summer, like, we were in camps.
Yeah, we were in camp and, like, doing stuff.
Like, always busy.
Yeah.
So, but all of a sudden, we had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I actually don't know how we got so close. Well, freshman year, we were online friends.
Okay. Let's break this down.
Okay.
So me and Natalie had this weird dynamic going on freshman year.
It was just so interesting, like, thinking about it now. Like, we did not see each other in person.
No. And if we did, we did not talk to each other.
No.
Like, it was so...
Like, soccer, like, or basketball, like, would just be weird. We'd be like, oh, like, hey.
And then, like... But we would text each other like we were best friends.
Like, text.
I knew
constantly.
Everything about her, but I wouldn't talk to her in real life.
Yeah. And
it
then,
was
like...
And I think that was also, a huge product of COVID. Because so many people, like, you're talking to people online constantly.
Oh, and you're like, up so late. Like, we stayed up so late.
2, 3, 4 a.m. Like just every
talking
night.
About, like, things we had in common. Because I think middle school was so weird for us. It was such, like, a growing period. And all of a sudden, like, we have these, like, new personalities.
Yes.
And me and Jill's were just similar. Especially with our siblings. Because, like, our siblings 100%. Were the same age. I remember talking about them a ton with you.
Yeah. Because it was just, like, we had some experiences that, like, other people just didn't.
No, yeah. Like, things that other people just didn't get.
Yeah.
And then we'd talk about it. We liked the same things. Mm-hmm. It was just...
It was... Because it was weird when we figured out how similar we were.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And but then, I don't talk to you.
So. Oh. It was like... Like, in person, we didn't talk. Like, freshman year, mm-hmm. we had two different cohorts, sections of our school.
Yeah.
And Jill Groom, and I'm Natalie Van Loonling, where we were alphabetically separated.
So we were literally, like, did not see each other in school because we were not in school at the same time.
Exactly.
Which, thinking back,
is crazy.
That was so weird.
Jill went to school Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday.
And then I would go to school Thursday, Friday, and we would share Wednesday. Yes. Like, every other was Wednesday. It was a 3-day week instead of a 2.
Yeah, that was...
That's crazy,
such an interesting time, yeah. Like, thinking back on that.
Like, seeing people post that they're at school and you're home.
And I know.
And I don't know.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know.
And then everyone was on... Like, if you were in school, everyone... You can see everyone's name on the whiteboard.
Yes.
Because they're, like, all at home.
Yeah. And, like, some people, like, some teachers would put... their Zooms up, like, on the whiteboard, and, like, people would have to have their cameras on, so it was, like, a full class, but then other teachers just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so weird to think about how much, like, social skills we lost.
Oh, completely.
Like, we had to completely rebuild it.
Completely. But I feel like it's not horribly bad.
No, we definitely, I don't think we had it the worst.
No.
I would say. I think we... almost got lucky having such an easy freshman year.
Yeah.
Because it kind of let us, like, ease into high school.
Yeah.
But
it also took away, like, so many social aspects.
Yeah.
Like it's so socially different.
School, like,
you're supposed to be getting, like,
hazed.
Basically. Joked on.
And, like, hated. That's just what it is.
And,
like,
yeah. And we never got that.
We did not. And so I think we, as a grade, have not, like,
we came into high school really hot,
really confident.
We came in, like, flying.
Yeah,
like we own the place.
Oh, 100%. But after freshman year, it was sophomore year soccer season, which
sophomore year soccer season,
that's really where it grew.
There's just a few different things that we bonded over that, like, now, like, we can't keep ourselves.
Be disclosed.
Oh, and we just can't talk about it.
But we, sophomore year soccer season really
we
let
knew,
us.
We knew very personal things about each other.
Oh.
That just
we would
developed in person sophomore yes. year.
We would unfold, like unfold parts of ourselves that definitely, like, like, we had no right bringing up. Like,
and I feel like when, like, we learned all this stuff about each other over the phone.
Yes.
So when we saw each other in person, like, in high school, not even in middle school, because middle school was just
weird.
Like, we were weird, like, in person, but, like, high school, we were like, I know you so well, you know me so well, like, it's just normal.
It's just, like, what it is.
It's just, like, we treat each other, like, as if we've known each other these things our entire life.
Right. Like, which is, it's such an interesting dynamic to have with, like, someone, because that doesn't really happen.
Oh,
like, for
no.
me, at least, like, having to, like, it's, like, I never really felt like I had to tell Natalie these things, like think about it, think about when I'm gonna do it, like,
yeah,
I like, you just knew.
Yeah, it's like when you meet a new friend, it's like,
oh you have sisters,
it's like, oh, like, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah,
we just knew these things about,
like,
each other,
and it just became, like, a thing.
I'll be sitting at home during COVID, and I'll watch a movie, and, like, we like the same actor, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm watching a movie, and, like, this actor's on, like, and she's like, oh, like, I love that movie, I didn't know you liked that movie. It's just things it's we just, know about each
yeah.
other.
Like, it was, like, casual conversation, but, like, that was the only way we ever interacted.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's just.
Yeah, but sophomore year did allow us to develop a new friend group.
New friend group. Sophomore year. We met Molly Joyce and Brenna Howley.
Yep, shout out.
Shout out. And we just really clicked.
Yeah. Like, it was like, ooh.
It's like,
this, it's such
a weird dynamic.
I remember so vividly, it was like, it was tryouts, and Natalie was going to have a pool party at her house.
Oh,
but
yep.
We had already, not even like.
That was junior year. Sophomore year, we became friends.
Oh, you're right.
And then junior year, we got really close.
Oh, you're right.
Because Molly and Brenna
were swings our sophomore year.
Yes. And yes. Molly and Brenna were on varsity junior
year. Yes,
you're
right.
And then it became them two against the world. They were the only juniors.
Yes.
And, I mean, the only sophomores.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sophomores.
The only sophomores. And me and Jill were wicked close.
Yeah.
And
so it was kind of like two duos, like.
Like, kind of merged. So we always found each other, like, next to each other.
Yeah, like, you on know. The bus. Like.
Yeah. Because all the other juniors were, like, Excel soccer players, right? Like, have been doing club since
like, we
forever.
Couldn't joke with them about, like, yeah. being on the bench.
Basically. As the personality hires for the team, I think we got along really well with the sophomores because they didn't know who to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't wicked close with the seniors.
Yeah.
And so we always found each other, like, next to each other in lines and the bus
just
and,
like,
games.
Like, it just happened, like, very naturally.
Yeah. All right, tell the story about the pool party.
So, junior year, my bad, was...
Our junior, their sophomore.
Our junior, their sophomore year. Last year, basically. Yes. We were warming up at tryouts, and Natalie was like, oh, like, I kind of want to have a pool party, whatever.
Like, I just want to, like, hang out with these people outside of school.
Yeah, but it was, yeah.
Like,
and, like,
my
it
team,
was
and then we were
like... Be, like, a whole team thing. She was like, I don't really want to invite the whole team. But
it's
she
just
had already mentioned it to Molly and Brenna. And so we were like, we'll just, like, all four of us have a pool party.
And that's what I, technically, that's what we originally, like, wanted to do. Like,
right.
we wanted the whole team over
right.
to talk to Brenna and Molly more.
Right.
And we, like, totally riz them up platonically. Like, I was going to invite the team over. We realized we just wanted, like, to do it with Brenna and Molly. And we asked them anyways.
Like, with no malintentions either. It was
just, like, a long,
hot day. Like, it was going to be a hassle to get the whole team wrangled together.
And
like,
I didn't know whether to do
about it.
Like, JV and varsity, because JV and varsity is, like, 50
it's a
people.
Lot of people.
It's a lot. It's a commitment. Like,
it
it's
a
pool
party. It's a commitment, and, like, you have to host. Like,
yes.
You just wanted to enjoy.
I just wanted to enjoy, like with, like, it still would have been such a blast with the team, but.
Yeah.
Like, with Brenna and Molly, like, it was just different. And we were so nervous. It was going to be so weird.
It was super, we were so nervous. But we were like, it's going to be fine because it's like.
We're friends
and they're friends.
And they're
so it's
friends.
Like two and two.
Yes, exactly.
So we were like, it'll be fine, but we just have to feel it out.
And we did it right after practice.
Yeah.
So we were in our soccer shorts and our, like, sports bras. And it was
It was like, well, do we wear, like, bathing suits? Because, mind you, I think Natalie was the only one with her license, right? Did you even have your license?
Let me think.
Yes, you did. Because you had it the summer before that. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But I know that I didn't have my license. So, like, arranging rides was, like,
I wasn't driving.
She wasn't driving us. So it was like,
right.
Natalie
no,
could go
right.
home, but like the three of us had to like figure it out. So we
had to
like
go by themselves.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, whatever. Like my sister was going to pick me up from practice. I was
yes.
like, we're all just going to go together and we're not going to bring bathing suits.
Yeah.
So that was like, we all just showed up.
Yeah. And we like swam in like our sports bras in soccer shorts. And my mom made us pasta.
She made...
What's it
called?
It's like lemon.
It's
piccata.
Yeah.
It was like a lemon piccata kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember it being really good.
It was really good. And we sat there in our sports bras and, like, we talked until it got dark out.
It was
out.
Dark. I remember,
mind you,
like,
it was the fall.
Right.
So the sunset was, what?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.?
Yeah.
We were out there for so long just talking about literally nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. Like, the two and two friends mm-hmm. worked so well.
It was, yeah, it was weird how, like, easy it happened.
Yeah.
And then we kind of agreed, like, I wouldn't I don't know. Like, I would say we kind of agreed without words that, like, that friend group was almost, like a haven.
Yeah. Like, it was...
we all had our own respective friend groups, which, like, not, like, a bad thing, but it was so, like...
It was so new.
It was so new, and it was odd to have, like, that group of people be, like, separated outside of all of that.
Like, you have your other friends that you've known for years, and then all of a sudden it's these new people, and it's so, like, fresh and, like... I don't even know. It just became this special thing in our lives, like, for each of us. And we kept, like, being a group. And then after that, like, pool party session, we made the group chat.
Yes.
And there wasn't a name for a while. But then...
It was at the...
Jill's sisters go to Suffolk.
Yes.
In Boston.
And they are the Rams, so they call themselves the Ramily.
Yeah, like, and Ram family.
We were at a pasta party... at, was it Ellie Lindo's house? And I don't know why, but I posted on my story, on my Snapchat story, I was like, oh, like, hold Ramily. Up the Rams for Ramily. And it was like all of us.
And it was all four.
And I like tagged my sisters. And so then it was just, we were just Ramily.
We were just Ramily. Like, we kept doing like the Ram symbol with our fingers, like if you can try to imagine this. And we were like, oh, like Ramily, Ram, Ram, Ram.
Yep.
And then we just like, someone just named our group chat Ramily. It's stuck. It's like, not going anywhere.
It
is not.
I like. I don't know who did it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked about it. Like, so but it just happened.
So now our art teacher calls us Ramily. Yep. Our parents call us Ramily. Siblings call us Ramily.
Like, people just know.
Our friends know us as Ramily.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It became this like very important thing in our lives. Yeah.
Like, definitely.
And a lot of us have had small friend groups that. Just didn't work that well, I don't think.
Yeah, I feel like when something like that happens, it's usually, like, short-lived. You guys hang out a few times, like, whatever.
It's like, oh, nice for the season.
Yeah.
This is much different.
It is so much different.
It's so much different.
Because this started almost, I guess, like, almost summer, end of summer of our junior year, and now we're ending senior year.
I know, and the ending of this year's soccer season was really sad.
Yeah, because it was, like, our last season altogether.
Yeah.
And, like... me and Natalie are leaving, but Ren and Molly are still going to be here.
Right. And I think, I feel like, wrapping back to, like, me and Jill's friendship, this is a little bit sappy, but I feel like now, like, realizing it, like, yes, we are, like, a friend group, but I feel like it's made me and Jill appreciate, like, what we have more.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, like, our bond is a lot different from the bond we have with Ramily.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
it's not bad at all. It's just, like, it's learning, like, how... to, like, be friends with people, like, individual people outside of, like, bigger friend
groups. And, like, acknowledge who we, like, our friendship, like evolved, like, before it.
Because there are some things that we're going to talk about that just wouldn't, like, be brought up anywhere else.
Right, of course. Like, it's just our thing.
Yeah.
And, because I feel like a lot of friend groups, there's always two people that are closer than, like, others.
Yeah, and that tends to, like...
And I feel like it's with all of us where me and Jill have a bond, me and Brenna have a bond, me and Molly have a bond.
Yeah,
like Jill and Molly. Like Molly and Brenna. Mm-hmm. Jill and Brenna. Like, it's just...
like, somehow we've all had, like, different things that bring us closer together, whether it be, like, classes together or...
oh, yeah.
Like...
sports.
Sports or, like... like, literally
even,
anything.
Like, the play.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, just going to say, like,
drama. Molly made us do, the play because she needed an extra help on crew. And now we're doing, like, Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Now all of us are doing it.
Doing Beauty and the Beast.
So it's just, like, it's like, different ways of being able to manage, like, your individual, like, I don't know, like, relationship with everyone in the group.
Yeah.
Because if you are, like, best friends with one person, but you're... in the entire group and you guys ignore everyone else, that's how they fall apart.
It doesn't work. And I feel like me and Jill coexist in Ramily, but then, like, once we're not with them, it just goes right back to normal.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about things we do as Ramily to fill the void. It's just our friendship.
It's just,
So, like, that's special. Aw.
Aw.
And so that's where we are to now. Where we are now?
Yeah.
I think January.
It is January.
Senior year.
Senior year.
Did you know we, I just found this out, we get out May 22nd.
May 22nd. And it's, that is a...
Wednesday.
Ugh.
Crazy.
That's
like 5 months.
Oh, shoot.
February, January, March. Wait, you're messing me up.
So January to February is one.
Yep. March.
Eight, March, April.
That's 4 months. Ooh, okay. Oh boy. So when we get to January 22nd, which is in what, like a week and a half?
Yeah.
It'll be four months.
It'll hit.
I'm just worried, like, the winter is dreadful, but the spring is going to go by so fast. The spring is
going to fly because it's going to be fun, and it's going to be warm, and it's going to be senior year. Busy. It's going to be busy.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but we'll be back here to talk about it.
We'll take you along.
Yes, we will. We will think of a name for this because we are definitely going to continue this because one thing we love to do is talk. So.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, when I say we've been talking about having a podcast our own podcast for years, like, we'll have a conversation and be like, this would be great in a podcast.
Seventh grade, like, we would have the most successful podcast ever. Just hyping ourselves up. Like, thinking, thinking that we're the funniest people alive.
And we are.
Like, Jill says something really funny, like, I match it, and I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm like, that's so great.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back very soon. With more specific topics, probably.
Yeah.
This was more of like an intro to us.
A little bit about us.
How we met. So that if we mention something, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to come back.
Make sure to come back. Like, comment, subscribe.
Hit that follow button.
For more. Smash that notification bell.
And we'll be back with more interesting topics.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.